Hey girlies, and welcome back to the pod. It's Carmen, and I'm with one of my good friends, Jules. And Jules is a teen YouTuber, and she's literally the coolest person I know. So here she is.
Hi, queens. Oh my gosh. I am so freaking excited for this. Like, oh my God. I'm so honored to be on the pod. Like, wow, am I one of the
Oh, yes. Oh,
girlies
yes.
now? yeah. So hi, my name is Jules. I am a YouTuber. I make fun videos, mainly like lifestyle videos, vlogs. I do some book videos also, and I do lots of creator interviews. And if you want to see Carmen on the channel, then go check her out because I interviewed Carmen like kind of a bit ago, and I think that's when we first like met, and that's on there too. So yeah, I'm so excited to chat today.
Yeah, that was so fun. And we talked all about podcasting and like TikTok and stuff like that. So if you're a podcaster or someone interested in social media, you'll definitely want to check that out. But of course, we
Yeah.
have best and worst of the week, and Jules is going to be doing that too. And in case you didn't know, Jules is one of my first guests that isn't someone that I necessarily know, I guess, in quote unquote, like real life. Because I've had on my
Oh my God.
sister, my younger brother, who was very unwilling to be on here, and then my friend Seth. So Jules is super special, and I'm so excited to have her on.
My
Yay!
God, I love you. Oh my God.
Me
This is
too.
going to be so
Okay,
fun.
so since you're the guest, you can start out with your
Routine.
best of the week.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for this. Like, I have been listening to the pod for a long time and I feel so like honored that I can do this. yeah, so I think for me, the best of the week, I actually have two. The first one, which is related to Carmen, both of us. We're in a book club together, this like fun little online book club.
Oh,
And
yes.
we're all like reading this book, and then we're gonna have a Zoom, and it's gonna be on Even the Little Things podcast. And I'm so excited to talk to so many other people that love reading. So that's the first thing. The second is I got into this really fun program at my school, and it's like this medical program. It's pretty competitive, and it's through like a bunch of schools all around, and like a ton of kids applied, and only a few got in. And so next year for my senior year, it's kind of like an internship-ish, but like everything is surrounded with like medical stuff. So like English is related to medical, math, medical, like everything is medical. And then 2 times a week we go and shadow at a hospital, and I want to go into medical. So I'm so excited that I got into that program. So yeah, that was definitely my plus of the week. But what about you?
Oh my gosh, first of all, congrats. That's literally so freaking cool.
Thank
I'm so proud
you.
of you. My dad
Thanks.
is a doctor and he always wants like any of his kids to be doctors, of course. And I have an older sister who's a doctor, but none of my siblings want to be. My dad is always saying, "You should go into medicine. You should go into medicine." But I mean, I don't know, but that's so cool and so
Yes.
exciting.
What kind of doctor is he?
He's a family practice
Oh,
doctor.
love it.
And he has his own, I guess, business too. So that's kind of, he doesn't like work at one of the hospitals. He has his own thing where I live. So
That's
hashtag
awesome.
entrepreneur.
So cute. Love
He's
it.
cutie. Okay, but my best of the week was this community service project that I did with one of my friends, which I actually didn't really want to do at first because it was at 8 in the morning on a Wednesday. But we ended up baking at our school. I didn't know we had like a kitchen. I mean, of course, like in the cafeteria, but there's just some random kitchen at school. So we ended up making 4 trays of brownies and 2 cakes all at 8 in the morning, which was just so funny. And
Love
it was
that.
hilarious.
Oh my God,
Yeah, it
so
was
cute.
iconic.
Love
Iconic.
it.
So fun. But yeah, that was super exciting. And I don't know. I really love baking. I'm just so bad at it, but she's really good. So I think it kind of worked out. We canceled each other out, so it was like subpar baking.
Okay, so this is obviously very related to the title of this episode, but my worst of the week, literally having like a stress attack about AP exams. And like, I don't even know what happened, but I've never taken an AP exam before. And like, I think it was, I don't know, Wednesday or something. And I was in the middle of class. I just started crying. And I don't like cry when it comes to stress things. Like that's not normally how I emote, but like I sobbing. And I was like, I don't know like how to study. I don't know what the heck I'm doing. Like I was freaking out, just feeling very unprepared. And that was definitely a low in my week, but that also led me to like reach out to you and be like, hey queen, like we should make this episode, because like that would be kind of helpful to someone who may be feeling the same way as I am. So that happened, which wasn't a vibe, but also that was kind of an awakening for me, because it got me to kind of get myself in gear, and I have a really great system down now. So I guess I'm almost grateful for having that little stress attack, because it kind of like, you know, I made a little realization like, come on, queen, like you got to get going. So I think it was not fun, but also had a good like upside to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I feel like I can definitely relate to that. I'm sure a lot of people can, because I mean, finals are stressful, especially in AP exams, even if you're not taking an AP, just finals in general are a lot, especially like if you're an incoming freshman and you've never had a final before. It's kind of similar to like taking an AP exam for the first time. I mean, it's super stressful. I know for me in my AP calculus class, we had to take a practice AP exam this week.
Oh, yes. You told me about that.
So bad. Oh, and no. Yeah, but I mean, we have tips. I think we both have lots of advice. Even if you're not in an AP class, these tips I think can work for just normal classes in general too. I mean, of course, some of them are just specialized or just specifically for the AP exams. But I mean, all of them are related. It'll all be good. But I'm sorry you had to go through that. I definitely can relate.
Yeah. Yeah. And what Carmen said, like these aren't just AP specific. Like if you're taking any final, even like SAT, ACT, like these can be applied to if you're in New York State, like Regents, all finals. Like these are all just like study tips that I think have helped us and will definitely help you at home too. So.
Yeah, 100%. So my worst of the week was just my allergies. I get horrible spring allergies. God. And this week I literally had a runny nose for 2 days in a row. And it's horrible because, you know, at school when you have to, or I'm in person, so I don't know if you know, but when you have to wear a mask, it's disgusting because my nose was literally dripping. But it wasn't because, and it wasn't like where you can just like blow your nose and you're done with it. It was just dripping in my mask all day. It was disgusting. I was sniffling and it was not a fun time. Not a fun time.
Like sneezing in a mask is like the most repulsive thing to me.
It's
like
disgusting.
I have like this issue. I have like bluish eyes. So every time I go outside in the sun, I sneeze. And so like literally every time I leave like the grocery store or something, I have a mask on and I sneeze. It's like, oh my god, like someone help her. It's so bad.
It just feels wrong to sneeze in a mask. Of course, like that's what you're supposed to, like that's the point. But I know one of my friends told me in her French class, a boy literally took off his mask to sneeze and then put it back on. I was like, that is defeating the entire purpose. It's like, what is the point? But also, oh my gosh, it's so nasty.
I know. I hope you feel better, girl. Cause I remember last episode you were saying like your throat, that's the worst. Also, cause now like because of COVID, you're like, wait, do I have a common cold? Or like, do I have COVID? Like what's happening?
Yeah. I'm thinking now that my sore throat might've been just like an allergy attack, you know, just like more extreme allergies because I've been going through that this week, but I finally found an allergy medicine that works. So today was not as sniffly. So that's super exciting. Yay. But like a few days ago, I literally couldn't sleep because my nose was just running. It was horrible.
Oh gosh. Well, that's good. Yeah. Cause I know it's like a big transition right now with like spring and whatever, even though it snowed where I am. I don't know
if it snowed where I am. Yeah.
Yeah. What the heck? What is this? Mother Nature just tripped us up for a minute. Like it was 70s where I am. And then all of a sudden I wake up and there's snow. That's just not a vibe for me.
No, but I vividly remember I woke up And I opened my blinds and I looked out the window and I see snow. And I start walking away from my window and I look back again. Still snow. I'm so confused. The other day it was literally 60. And then by the time this episode comes out, it's supposed to be 80 in Kentucky. So it's going 30 to 80. I was like, if this is not the most Kentucky thing ever. Because I don't know. You live in New York, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In Kentucky, the weather, it's like so up and down. It's, I swear, it's bipolar. It's actually horrible. It's awful.
I know. I don't know what that, because I just love some good warm weather. Like, I whipped out my bike and I was just biking around my neighborhood, like listening to podcasts and whatever. And then I'm like so sad that the snow is here, but it's okay. Cause same thing for me. It'll be like, I think 70s next week. So
yeah,
excited for that.
That's nice. Yay. So don't forget to leave a review, subscribe, follow, do all the things. Yes. You already know, say this 2 times in every episode. So make sure you do it. And then also, before we get into it, we're going to take a quick water break, and then we'll be right back.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new. 24 and 24, Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Today's episode is presented by The Skin Store. For over 20 years, The Skin Store has been the number one destination for premium skincare, hair care, and beauty products. With over 8,000 different products from 300 different brands, The Skin Store has you covered for all your hair, cosmetics, supplements, and, of course, skincare needs. Find your favorite brands like Elta MD, New Face, Olaplex, and more, all in one place with gifts with every purchase. Right now, The Skin Store is offering our listeners 20% off your next purchase by using the code POD. That's code POD for 20% off your next purchase at skinstore.com/pod.list. Skin Store, have the confidence to tackle the day ahead. Exclusions apply. And we're back. Hey, guys. I have a few questions for Jules, okay? Just so you guys can know, like, what we're doing, what we're up to, just some context for this episode. So, Jules, what AP classes are you taking right now?
Yeah, so I am currently taking APUSH, AP US History, and I'm taking AP English, and that's it.
Cool. So I'm also in APUSH and then AP English. I don't know if yours is. Mine is AP Language for English. It's like language and I don't even know what it's called. It's like, like the writing argument stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm taking.
Yeah. And then I'm also in AP Calculus AB, which makes me want to cry. I hate it so much.
So sorry.
yeah. Sorry for me too. But what would you say is your least favorite? Or I guess since you have two, which one do you like better and why?
Yeah, so I think like currently I prefer APUSH, which kind of would surprise like the beginning of the year me. But I'm just honestly really enjoying what we're learning. And also my grandfather is a cartographer. And so he came over one time, we were just like talking about history and it was like so much fun. And like, that was really cool. And then I guess I would say English is second to that because I absolutely love reading, but the books that we're reading, I just don't completely vibe with. And I don't know, like we just read The Crucible. I don't know if you did that. And I actually really enjoyed The Crucible, but like some of the others like Othello and like Shakespeare, I'm just a little iffy on. But yeah, I think I'm liking APUSH more this year.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I think it's AP Lang, or that's what they call it at my school, just like AP language, because my APUSH teacher, love her to death, but she cannot teach for shit. I mean, she is so horrible. She's a great person, horrible teacher, but I really love my English teacher. He's also my advisor, so that's good. But I mean, I totally agree. A lot of the things we've read in this class are just so boring because I don't know if we read the same things, but in my class, we had to read a lot of Socrates. We had to read the Communist Manifesto. And Yeah.
God. But I mean, oh my God. So sorry.
And stuff from like philosophers like Camus, or I don't know, just like a lot. I would say it's not my favorite class like in the entire world, but out of the three APs I'm taking, it's probably my favorite. But I mean, I like APUSH just because I love history. It's like a fun story. Yeah. And but I mean, it's not as fun when your teacher isn't very good and you kind of have to teach yourself,
you know? Yeah, yeah, that's hard. Yeah, for English, for AP English, we read a lot of Shakespeare. So we read Othello. No, did we read Othello this year? No, we read Othello last year. This year we read Hamlet. And then aside from that, we read The Crucible, Emma by, I think, Charlotte Brontë. Yeah, those are the main ones. Why can I not think of the others? But yeah, that's basically what we read.
That's so funny. I literally didn't read any of those for this class.
That's crazy. Well, I know that the test is a little bit more open-ended though, so you can kind of talk about like a bunch of different books. So I guess that's why, but.
Oh, well.
Crazy.
So if you had to rate your current stress level from like one being like, I'm at the beach, I'm just like living my life, reading a good like beach read romance book, versus like a 10, I'm literally going to rip my hair out and I'm having a mental breakdown. So where would you rate yourself?
I wish I was a 1, if I'm being honest. Oh, I really wish I was at the beach. I don't know. I feel like probably the beginning of this week, I was definitely like a 7 or a 6, but now I've gotten into the swing of studying. So I think I'm probably down to a 5. What about you?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't really, this is so bad. I haven't even thought that much about AP exams because most of mine are towards the end of May. So I've just been trying to get through the week because I had a lot of AP like placement things or like applications for AP Gov and AP Lit this week, like writing essays. So I was kind of stressing about that. So I would say probably a 5 too. I mean, not, it's been worse, but also it's not great. If you know what I mean.
Yeah. It's not ideal.
Yeah.
I just willingly put myself in this situation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I totally get it. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'd rather be doing other things in other places, but what can you do? You know?
Yeah. That's correct. My AP, both of my exams are May 5th and 6th.
Oh.
Yeah. And that's why I had like that little freak out moment. Cause I only had like, I counted from that date and I had like 19 days and I was like, oh God.
Oh my God.
I don't know why. It's so crazy. Like I was talking to one of my teachers and he was like, they're the earliest that they have ever been for my school, which makes no sense because we've had like half of the year, we had shortened classes. We were 100% virtual. So it's just a crazy year, but we'll get it. We'll get through it. We'll be fine.
I don't think exams. I know. I think all of mine are like in the middle of the month, towards the end of the month. But I know some people, because at my school, the AP physics kids have theirs. I think it's the 4th or the 5th. I'm not sure. But they had to move when they were taking the calculus test to earlier. I don't know. There's some people in my calculus class that have to take it like almost 2 weeks before the rest of the class. And I feel so bad for them. I would literally cry because I truly don't know anything in that class.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Good luck. Good luck, girl.
Oh, thanks. I will probably cry a few times before we get there, but I mean, that's fine.
Fine.
I could cry. It's fine. I'm fine. All right. But anyway, so we have some study tips for you guys. These are just both stuff that have helped both of us in, like, I guess normal tests, normal quizzes, finals, what we're doing for AP exams, pretty much. All the stuff to make you more successful for those people that are struggling and don't really know where to start or exactly how to study. So,
yeah, definitely. Yeah. We have like a ton of different, like they range from like all different parts of studying, from like getting started to materials. So like Mm-hmm. We have got you covered. You're going to be a study queen. By the end of this episode, you're just going to be killing it. So
literally going to ace all your exams.
Yep. You're going to DM us and be like, oh my God, just got a 5 on my AP exam because of these tips. And we're like, yeah. We're
like, oh my God, good for you. We didn't, but go you.
No.
Like chilling with my 3.
Anyway. Okay. Oh my God.
So I think for me, my just overall biggest tip, which I feel like sounds so obvious, but people don't really stick to, is don't procrastinate and don't cram stuff last minute. Because I think for finals, that's especially so easy because it's, you're thinking, oh, it's just a month away. Oh, it's 2 weeks away. Oh, it's a week away. And then you get there and you're like, oh my God, my final is literally tomorrow and you haven't studied. Because I know that happened to me last year and I literally had to teach myself my whole year of history in like 4 hours. So don't do that. Prepare. Yeah. Create a schedule. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. I think also it's never too early to start studying. It is never too early. Like you will thank yourself after this test. Be like, wow, I'm proud of myself. I studied a month before the exam, you know? And I think that's really important. And also like gradually reviewing your notes. Like you want to make sure, write the same thing, don't cram. Make sure that you're just reviewing, like say you're reviewing topic unit 5 for APUSH. Make sure that you're still kind of refreshing unit 1, 2, 3, and 4, you know, like just gradually refresh yourself on that information. And I feel like that will also help a ton.
Yeah. I mean, I totally agree. That's why I think for me, it was really helpful just to create a schedule. And at least I use a planner. So writing stuff down, like study unit 1, or maybe for something in calculus, like study derivatives with chain rule or something, like something specific. Like if you're in your math class, write something specific, or if it's by units, like in history, you can do study unit 1, study unit 2, or like in APUSH, it's like periods. But just like having a set thing to do each day, I think will keep you more accountable and then you'll be more successful long term. Because I think it's so easy to get stuck in the mindset like, oh, I don't have anything to do. I don't know where to start. But I think if you split up the units into chunks and not just try to do everything all at once, you'll be a lot more successful. So like what Jules was saying, it's never too early to start.
And also like making a schedule will make you so much less stressed. For me, at least, like I'm a 3 on the Enneagram and like my like personality is schedules. And so like when I felt a little overwhelmed, like just making, just planning out, right? The same thing. Monday is going to be unit 1. Tuesday is going to be unit 2. That just completely like cleared my mind and made it easier for me to just focus on content instead of stressing about the actual exam, if that.
Also, when you do it in like smaller chunks, it's easier to not get as overwhelmed because I think when you gather all your notes together, you have like a thick stack of papers. You're like, how in the heck am I possibly going to learn all of this by the time I have a final? But I think as with anything, if you do like small amounts at certain periods of time, a lot of things build on each other. So it'll be much easier than if you just try to learn everything in one day because maybe you'll know it like a little bit, but if you just gradually actually like try to learn stuff rather than memorizing, it'll be a lot more successful. I mean, except for like if you're short on time and you ended up actually procrastinating, then the least you can do is memorize it. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, like classes like history too, I feel like you can do that, or like in a language, memorizing is fine. Or like theorems, but a lot of things you can't memorize and you actually need to learn.
Yeah, for sure. And like also if like you did procrastinate, like don't worry. Like you don't want to look in hindsight. Like you don't want to be mad at yourself for procrastinating. Instead of using that energy towards being mad at yourself, use it towards, you know, trying to get the most studying you can within the limited amount of time. So like if for some reason you end up procrastinating, girl, don't worry, you got it, it's gonna be okay. it won't be the end of the world.
Yeah, exactly. I think just being proactive is always good, and I also love scheduling and planning stuff. I don't really know what my anagram thing is. I always wanted to find that out, but like, I don't really know how. I think there's online quizzes. Is that how you did yours?
Yes, I have an obsession with Enneagrams. I literally love them so much. I think they're so fascinating. But yeah, I'll send you the quiz that I took, and I think it was really, it's actually kind of fun. Like, it's so much fun because you're like, wait, I never thought about that. Like, I think I took mine, I think it was called like True something. Mm-hmm. True. I don't know. I'll send it to you, but yeah.
Okay. Cause I know I've done the Myers-Briggs test and I'm an INFJ, which I think is
that pretty confused. Accurate. I know I'm like an ENTJ, I think. Mm-hmm. Is that a thing? I don't know. I think so. Yeah. I get confused.
I don't know. It's weird, but I got bored one day and I was like, you know what? We're going to do this. Yeah. I don't know. I think they're fun.
I think that the next one is kind of like changing your mindset on studying. It might sound mm-hmm. a little confusing. Let me elaborate. I feel like there's kind of this predisposed notion that like studying is just terrible and it's so bad, but it doesn't have to be bad. If you find like the right like medium of studying, then you can have fun with it. Like for me, I'm going to talk more about this later when we go topic specific, but I found some YouTubers, a push YouTuber, he's a teacher and he just creates review videos and I have so much fun watching them, but I'm learning so much. And like, I get my colored pens and maybe Quizlet is your thing, or maybe just reading the textbook and highlighting is your thing. Like just find something that isn't terrible that you enjoy doing. And I think you'll be a little bit more motivated to study that way.
Yeah. And I definitely think a lot of people study certain ways more effectively. Cause I know, mm-hmm. for example, my sister loves using flashcards and flashcards work well for her, but honestly, I can't use flashcards and I don't learn from them. Cause I know people in history, they love using them. The only class I'll ever use flashcards for is for Spanish vocab. And that's it. I don't learn like that. And personally, I like to read through my notes, or I know some people like to write out all their notes, or maybe you like to make practice quizzes for yourself. I think there's a lot of different ways you can study yourself. You can like study and like learn stuff rather than just like looking at something or just reading your notes and being like, yep, great. Or like for math, doing practice problems, that's always going to be more effective than just reading your notes.
Oh yeah, I agree 100%.
I also think another thing that can help, just a few things, is that using your resources, that's kind of related, but like mm-hmm. resources as in your teacher, your notes throughout the year, YouTube videos, like what Jules was saying, like find a YouTuber you like, maybe it's like Crash Course or maybe it's someone else, whatever, find a YouTuber you like that you know is reliable and that will help you and that you actually learn from. Like don't just watch YouTube videos if you don't learn from them, because I mean, I know some people, you can watch them and you won't retain any information, but you should be watching them to retain information. So, I mean, if it doesn't help you, don't do that. But if you don't understand something, if you want some extra review, I'm sure you could email your teacher and ask them and they'll be so happy to help you and it'll all be good. And then also you can resource your friend, have a study buddy, have someone to keep you accountable. If let's say, for example, Jules and I, since we're both in A push, we wanted to study together. We're in the same class. We can both study, make sure we're both studying unit one on Tuesday, studying unit two on a Thursday, whatever, just so we can keep each other accountable and make sure we're both doing it. Because I mean, if you feel like you can't manage yourself very well, or maybe you need some help, having a friend will be super effective and it's more fun.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. And like, I also feel like when you're studying with someone else, that's like a true test if you actually know the material, because I'm guilty of this too. Sometimes like if I'm taking a practice test and I get a question wrong, I'm like, oh no, like I knew that. Like I read it wrong. But like having a study buddy can help you, because it'd be like, no girl, you did get it wrong. So learn from it. And that can definitely hold you accountable. And also related to that, talk to people who have taken the test before. Like that is such a huge thing. Like I know I talked to my sister and some of my friends are seniors and I was like, what do I do? Like what helped you? What was the test like? Any little things that I should know? And I think that could also prep you so much and give you a perspective that you wouldn't otherwise have.
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea. And also, I think another thing about studying with a friend, I mean, for some people, you work better studying by yourself because maybe you get distracted by others. But also, I think it's really helpful, like after you've done some studying by yourself, of course, you go to a friend and quiz each other. Because often if you don't understand something from the way your teacher explained something, maybe your friend can explain it in a way that you'll actually understand it. Because I think, of course, it's always helpful to hear things from other people. Like in YouTube videos, someone's explaining it differently from your teacher. Or like a friend, a classmate, or like what Jules was saying, an older person that has already taken it. Or maybe someone in another class that has already taken the test. And that'll be a lot more effective and helpful.
Yeah, definitely. Another one that might sound so obvious, like you're probably like, Jules, what the heck? Like, already knew that. But like setting up a designated study space can be super helpful. And also like the little details can really, really benefit you in the long run. Like studying in the same place, having the same colored pens, lighting the same scented candle. Like that might sound so like nuanced, but like it helps. I don't know if you've heard of the book Atomic Habits. It kind of like blew up.
Yeah,
but it's like those little things will add up and they will help you. So like, girl, like if I use a purple pen every time I study and that will help me, then use a purple pen. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like it's a super simple way to increase your score. Also, I've heard of like chewing gum, like chewing the same. Have you heard of that? If you chew, like,
I have
a certain flavored gum, have you tried that before? Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm just always chewing gum, so I don't know. I haven't necessarily tried that, but I definitely do the pen like thing for each class. I have a different color. Like I know for math, it's pink. I'm looking at my pens right now. They're like sitting over there. For math, it's pink. English, it's blue. Science, it's green. History, orange. There's something I'm forgetting. Oh, Spanish, purple. Just like having each class. And then also that makes it easier to find your notes. Let's say you have everything in a binder, maybe, which don't do that, first of all. But let's say you do. It makes things easier to find because you know what each subject is if you have a set color. And it'll just keep you more organized. And again, helps you study, helps you remember stuff.
Yeah. I've heard also like listening to a certain song or like a certain genre of music. Mm-hmm. I personally, it needs to be dead silent in order for me to focus, but like,
oh, same.
Do like to listen to music or whatever. Like if you keep it like smooth jazz or something, like every time that it can help you just like every time you hear smooth jazz, like, okay, it's time to study. Like you get in that mindset and kind of mentally prepare yourself to get going. That's just like a power move right there. Like really helps.
Also, I think this is kind of a thing, not necessarily like a study tip, but like right before you take a test, I think it's really easy to talk yourself down and be like, oh my gosh, I don't know anything. I'm going to fail. I can't believe like I didn't study enough. Saying these things, even if you might have studied like hours and hours and you do actually know stuff, but I think telling yourself you don't know something is going to make you do worse on the test. So before your test, if you're telling yourself, I'm going to do so well on this, I studied really hard, and I'm ready to take the test. Like just hyping yourself up, I think will make you do better. And I don't know. I think it has something like manifesting. Maybe I don't really know a lot about that, but like manifesting like good things to happen.
It's one of those things. It's like fake it till you make it. Like you don't want to be feeling down about yourself before a test, because that's not going to be a good at all in any way. And this kind of goes with like test anxiety. I know tests can be super scary, especially like SATs, ACTs, when it's like a ton of kids in a big room for 4 hours straight. Like that's scary, but like
it's horrible.
It's okay. Like you gotta you gotta trust in yourself. Like you can do it. Like you literally got this. Like, you've prepped hard for it. And like the other thing that motivates me is like imagine how good it's gonna feel when you're done. Like the sigh of relief.
Yes.
Like literally when I think about the day after my AP exams, I get like excited.
No, like, it's so exciting. It's kind of also like with studying. I know some people do like rewards. Like after I get through this chapter, like I'm going to have some candy, or I'm going to go take a break, or I'm going to watch TikTok. It's kind of like that. Just thinking about what's happening after. I mean, of course preparing, but looking forward to what's happening after. So you're going to motivate yourself to do better. and just like get it over with. And I mean, if you're there, if you have the time, you might as well just put in the effort to study. Cause I mean, what else are you going to be doing?
Yeah, for sure. And like, also, I don't know if you're feeling the same way, but like, I have been feeling very like burnt out, like just with everything. It's so crazy. Like, I don't even know. Like, I'll spend so much time studying and whatever. And like, I love YouTube, and every single night I'll go downstairs and I'll like edit whatever, but I just haven't been feeling inspired. Yeah. And it's okay, like, girl, it's okay if you're feeling that way, which also leads me to the next thing. Take a break. Like, be kind to yourself. Like, do not forget, treat yourself to a Netflix episode, or go for a little walk or a bike ride. Or I started doing kickboxing and it's so fun. Like,
girl, I've been wanting to do that for so long. Is it fun?
Do it. Dude, I feel so strong. Like, I feel so powerful.
I literally just want to hit something. Like,
yes.
So badly.
Literally, like, that is the best way that I get energy and like stress out. I just like, I have an excuse to punch things.
I'm going to do that.
I'm not a violent literally. Person either. Like, it just feels so empowering.
No, I love that.
It's so great.
Also, so great. I feel like for me, the hardest thing with studying is taking breaks, because I always feel like if I am taking breaks, like I'm not, like I'm losing time. I'm losing time to study. When really, when you're taking breaks, it's kind of like resetting yourself so that you're going to feel more focused. Because I know for me, I vividly remember, I don't know if it was last year, because my school didn't have finals. So probably freshman year when I was studying for finals, I was doing my history class and I was feeling so burnout. I was literally exhausted. I was like, what I'm doing right now is not effective. And I think that's really important to realize when you're studying. Like, if you're reviewing material and it's not clicking or you're not understanding it, just stop, step away. And what I did some yoga, like yoga for focusing. I literally looked that up on YouTube. And it was like night and day. Like, it helped so much.
I know. I saw this quote and it was just like super simple. Like, taking breaks is productive. And I used to be the same as you. I feel like this year I really learned the importance of taking breaks. Like, I used to be the same. Like, I used to grind it out. Like, I would sit down in my desk chair for 4 hours straight and not even like look away. Like, I was like, I gotta keep going until this is done. And like, I was doing it like half-assed. Like, I didn't put all of my effort into it. Yeah. And then once I started giving myself a 10, 15 minute break, watching a YouTube video, I was like doing so much better. Like, what the heck? Like, this is life-changing.
No, I love taking breaks. And it's important even like for things not with school. Like, if you're doing, it doesn't even have to be school related, but I feel like with anything, just taking breaks is really important. Because if you're just go, go, go all the time, you're going to get burnout a lot quicker and it's not going to be as effective in the long term. Also, I feel like when I take breaks, I learn stuff more. I don't know if you feel that way too, but like if I'm sitting doing work for like what you were saying, 4 hours straight, I'm not going to remember any of it and I'm just doing it to get it over with rather than actually trying to understand what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. I know, exactly. Like I actually saw this one Instagram post or something and it was like so helpful. I'll try and like repost it, but if I can find it, but it was saying like the different things you should do like in between studying. So like if you find you're having trouble focusing after a while, go for a walk or do some jumping jacks. Mm-hmm. And if you find that like you're scatterbrained, journal a little bit, just get all your thoughts out. And like, I think, it's crazy. Taking breaks, so iconic.
Oh, it's the best. Just like for some class specific tips, if you're really like, okay, Carmen, okay, Jules, like, I feel like I'm fine at studying, but let's say for history class, I don't really know what to do. Or Spanish, like I've never taken a language class. I don't really know how to study for this or whatever. We got you. And with some class specific tips. So first up, history. I think the biggest thing for me for a history class is not really thinking of stuff just like as facts, more thinking of it as a story. Like I'm reading a book, which I mean, that could be bad. Like, I don't know. actually knowing history, but for me, it helps me if I can like string things together and make it seem more like a story rather than just being like, this was when World War One was, this was what happened next. Like when you string things along, I think it makes it a lot easier. And it's also easier to remember rather than just thinking of one single event that you need to know. Cause if you know what happens before and what happens after, and you can like link it together and make connections, that'll make you do a lot better on the test too, because you'll have context.
Right. Yeah, that's a really good one. And it also makes it a little less daunting when you think of it. It's like a little bit more fun because you're like, wait, like after Columbus came, like what happened next?
Yes.
It's so much more fun that way. And I honestly hadn't thought of it that way until you just brought it up. And like, I need to start doing that because that's so smart.
Do it. It's so much better.
So I think we both kind of had similar things here, but like YouTube and like videos and stuff can really help. So I am literally, I have the key to success for APUSH. Like you're not even ready. I'm about to
so excited.
So I searched up in my absolute panic chaos state, I searched up APUSH review videos and I found this guy and his YouTube channel is Heimler's History. It's Heimlers. And he is an APUSH teacher and he breaks down. Okay. So basically what happens is for each unit, he has one longer 15 to 20 minute video covering all of the topics. And then he has individual like 5 to 10 minute videos on each little like period in between each topic. Ooh. And oh my God, it is so helpful. Like he has been my main mode of learning and reviewing right now. And he's also doing live review sessions starting like next week or something. And every day, I think it's like YouTube live or something. Every day he's going to go through another unit for APUSH. And like he covers everything and it's so concise. He's also very funny and his editing is really entertaining, so it's not like it's just this very stuffy video. Like it's really fun. He has a lot of funny sarcasm and jokes in it, so that honestly for me has been a game changer.
Yeah, I think I've watched maybe one or two of his videos, but I definitely need to, because I know I've watched like Crash Course, but sometimes I feel like if you don't like know anything about the topic, they just go by really fast. I think those are helpful if you're, I know said don't cram, but if you get into that situation where you're like in a cram sesh, Crash Course is I think good for like refreshing your memory. But I like things like the Heimler's History one is good. Also another thing you can use to review is a review book, like the Princeton Review APUSH one. I know I have that. I literally have not looked at it. It's sitting behind me. but I'm sure that would help. I think it doesn't have practice tests in it, practice problems.
Yeah. We probably have the same book. Mine has like Martin Luther King Jr. on the cover.
I don't know what mine has on it. It's like the 2021 one though. It's like black and yellow and white.
Yeah. Okay. Then we probably have the same one. That one has been helping me out a lot because I will watch Heimler's History review videos and then I'll go back to the chapters and I'll read through them because they summarize each unit. And then I just highlight just important things. Sometimes I'll skip around because I feel like it's very redundant, but like, I just highlight important stuff and it reiterates what I just learned in a different format. And it's super helpful.
That's so nice. I definitely need to use that. My APUSH teacher keeps telling us to look at it. And I really need to do that because I definitely think it'll be helpful, especially because I know I'm not very good at multiple choice on APUSH. So I need a lot of practice with that. And they have that in the book. So I need to check that out because I've been doing for my class, we have to do like the AP classroom, like multiple choice checks. And those I'm not very good at.
Yeah. And that's another thing. Just keep practicing the question format. Like it's the same for me. I took the SAT and like you could know AP US history, like the back of your hand, you can know every day, every general, every name, whatever. But if you don't understand the format, then it's going to be hard to be successful. So I think really just getting used to the questions, because the questions are written so weird. Like, they're weird. Like, mm-hmm. I just don't, whatever. I'm always trying to trip you up. So yeah, practicing questions is really big. Very helpful.
That's also true, I think, for math as well. I mean, of course, the questions are different. But the biggest thing, I think, for math, like studying for a math test, whether you're in an AP math class or a regular math class, practice literally will help you so much. Even if you think, oh, I just need to memorize these formulas or these theorems. No. Of course, yes, make sure you know those, but practicing it and being able to see different types of problems will really help you out.
Yeah. Like, if you don't know how to apply them, then it's going to be hard to be, it's like the same thing. Don't, it's kind of hard. You shouldn't really memorize things as much because it's hard to apply it in a different question format. So yeah, fun stuff.
I also think what's helpful for me for math is I've done this for a few quizzes too, because I know in my calculus class, we get a lot of like theorems we need to know or whatever they're called, formulas. I don't know. Equation things, whatever. Or rules, some math word. But I think for me, it's really helpful if you just like create one sheet, like a paper, go through all your notes and write down everything you need to know of just those stuff that you actually need to like just have memorized. Maybe if you're in pre-cal, like the unit circle or like trig identities or stuff like that, having something where you can have it all in one place is going to really help you study, so you won't be wasting time flipping through your entire notebook. And it'll just, you can have it right there. And then if you know that, just do some practice problems and you'll be golden for math.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, that can be applied to any subject too, because like if it's, it gets a little overwhelming when you're like looking at all of these packets and all of these things. But when you have it in a concise little notebook and everything is together, you're like, okay, I think I can, this is manageable. I think I can do this.
Yes, 100%. And then also just science, I would say, is pretty much the same as math, or at least for me, like just doing some practice problems, making sure you know theorems, formulas, units for things, make sure you know what goes with what, and just make sure you have everything together. But again, I would say science, depending on your science class, of course, it's going to be different. For me, I'm in physics right now, so it's pretty much the same as my calculus class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you in AP physics right now?
Hell no.
Yeah. Okay. Me too. I'm in just like whatever physics.
Same. But I mean, my physics class, I call it the dumb class because it's literally the stupidest class I've ever taken. People in there, I don't know how, I'm like not trying to be mean. I truly don't understand how some people don't know what's happening. It's the easiest class I've ever taken. And that's not saying I'm like good at math or science, because I'm really not. It's just because this class is so not high level. I'd say it's so basic. But then this is actually funny. Today, my physics teacher was asking everyone like what science you wanted to take next year, just so they could see like scheduling things for how they would go. And I was saying how I was telling my teacher, yeah, I want to take bio too. I don't want to take an AP science. And he was like, oh. He was like, are you sure? I really want you in my AP physics class. Like, he was so disappointed in me. I was like, sir, I'm going to be in 4 APs next year. I am not taking 5. And he was like,
oh God.
And I was like, he's probably thinking, oh, so she doesn't prioritize her science. And I was like, yeah, that's exactly right. I'm not taking an AP science, but
yeah. Ooh, girl, that's intense. That's a lot. For my the current physics class that I'm in, I am advanced. It's advanced, but it's not like AP. We just have like normal final. But I'm so sad because we were supposed to go to an amusement park. Wait, do you know like Great Escape?
That'd be
like
Six Flags. Fun. Six Flags.
Yeah. So we were supposed to go to this huge Six Flags. And that's like the whole, like, kids take that class for that project, because like we obviously have so much when we go on the rides, but then our teacher applies it to physics, right? Like, it's just like, okay, we're going upside down, negative G-force, whatever. And But I got, we can't go this year, and I'm so sad. And I don't think we'll be able to go next year.
That's so disappointing.
I know, but I'm hoping that I can just go like on my own time and like not have to worry about a physics project with it, you know? But,
you definitely should. That sounds so fun.
Yeah. Oh
my gosh.
I am a, do you like roller coasters? Like, is that your thing?
I mean, they're not like my favorite. I feel like hypothetically they look so fun, but I get really bad motion sickness. Oh. So like I would throw up, but I mean, it sounds fun just going on a field trip in any class right now. Cause I feel like in all my classes, anything that we would have done, we just can't because of COVID. Mm-hmm. So like, even if I was just being able to go there, just like to walk around an amusement park, that sounds fun.
Yeah. Okay. And just to like be with like your classmates, like just chilling. Like, yes. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I used to, like 2 years ago was the first time I had gone on a roller coaster. Cause I always thought that I wouldn't like them. Not for like motion sickness reasons. I was just like, whatever. I wasn't crazy about them. And then, so there's this thing called Fright Fest. And basically like at night, in the amusement park, a bunch of workers dress up in like creepy ass outfits. Like they are actually so freaking scary. And so I'm like, I was like terrified of them, of all these people. They would like come up to you and like the chainsaws and like, it was scary. And I was like, all of my friends were going on this roller coaster. And I was like, guys, I cannot be here alone with all these creepy people. Like I cannot do it. So then I went on the roller coaster and I was like literally shitting myself. I was so scared. And then I went on it and I was like, wait, this is actually kind of fun. Like, wait, this is cool. And then I went on more and then it was just like, I had to face my fear that one time. And now they're like, totally, I love them. Yeah. Like I'll go in the upside down, like big drops, whatever. Like it doesn't bother me anymore. It was just like that one time. I just had to, just had to get over it.
I mean, I wish they didn't bother me because it just looks so fun. Yeah. But like, honestly, I'd throw up because I mean, I've been in a helicopter once.
Oh, but that's like different. That's different.
Yeah. But like, I mean, in the car, I feel sick.
Oh.
In like a plane, not really in a plane, but like in a bus.
Yeah.
The helicopter was so bad though. Like I was sweating because I was trying so hard not to throw up.
Girl, that's the worst.
It was horrible.
It's so freaking bad. So sorry. Yeah, but helicopters are just cool. Oh yeah, that's bad. That's bad. I get like pretty bad car sickness for some reason. Like if I look down for like if I'm reading a book or something, I get like kind of weird. But yeah, I don't know. That's helicopters is a whole different story.
Yeah, same. Okay, but anyway,
back to AP exams.
Back to your AP exam. So for English, I think just like English and then like language stuff, and then you'll be good. But English for me, I think it's helpful just like to review stuff you've read, not like having to reread everything, but like looking up at Spark Notes. Online summaries, even like YouTube video of people analyzing a book or like explaining what happens, I think can be super helpful. Like you don't necessarily have to reread the book, or if you annotated the book, looking back and seeing what you annotated, seeing what's important, and that can help. But of course it depends on what type of English class you're in, because I mean some people maybe they'll tell you like specific books you'll need to look at, or maybe you didn't really do that much reading, because I know in our English class we didn't really have that much, or at least mine didn't.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I don't know about you, but like literary elements and literary terms, reviewing those could be super helpful, because I know there's like the poetry section and you're obviously going to need to know some literary elements for that is helpful. And also watching movies, so of books that you've read in class, can also be very helpful. Obviously, do not rely 100% of your information on the movie, because adaptations can be a little off, like there's some discrepancies, but it's a very good way to be able to actually visualize the story. And maybe you missed some things in the book that you picked up on in the movie. And I know my teacher definitely encourages us to like watch the book, like if they made some sort of adaptation. And yeah, it definitely furthers my understanding, because I'm more of a visual learner. And yeah, movies can definitely help with that.
Yeah, also it's kind of more fun to review that way as well, especially if you actually liked the book, then the movie will be super fun. Or even if you didn't like the book, maybe by watching the movie, you'll end up actually liking it. But again, I think it's important to realize they're not exactly the same, but it's a good review. And a lot of things, like if something happens in the movie, it can trigger something so that you remember what happened in the book. So I think that's a really good idea. Yeah. I like that one.
You can make like a little, like have a little party too, like invite some of your friends over, make some popcorn. Also, we read Emma. Did you read Emma?
Wait, okay. Question. Are you in AP literature or AP language?
Like, I think it's language and composition. I think that's what it is.
Okay, because like,
are we in different classes?
That's what I'm trying to figure out, because you were saying all these books you read. Yeah, and like my class, we didn't read that many books. It was more about like writing essays, like writing arguments, like rhetoric, and like rhetorical analysis.
I'm literally on Google Classroom right now because I'm like trying to look this up. This just says English 11 AP. I don't know. Well, for any English, that's helpful. Also, but for Emma, the movie, they made a newer one with Gwyneth Paltrow in it, and it was so good. And the love interest was so cute. And it was like just so much better, because I was like, wait, this is not like a stuffy mid-century women wearing bonnets like type thing, you know? Like, it was actually cool and it was fun to see, especially because it was like so cute. And I was like, wait, tea. It was fun.
Aww, that sounds good. Okay. So for language, I'm in Spanish. Are you in Spanish or
French? I am in French.
Okay. Yeah. So I guess these are my Spanish tips. You can let me know if they're not the same, but I'm in Spanish 5 for some reason. But
good for you. Good for you.
I truly don't know anything, which is really funny. But so for me, for Spanish, I think it's super helpful to use Quizlet to study vocab words that you need to know. And I liked, for me, throughout the year, I would just make Quizlets of the vocab we were doing. But if you hadn't done that, just like make one, or like flashcards. Personally, I like Quizlet because you can't lose Quizlet and you can lose your flashcards. So Quizlet is super helpful. And then also, I like to use, it's called a website. It's called a Conjugamos. And it's like to practice tenses. So like preterite, present, future, all those stuff. And you can do like these 5-minute practices. I think they have it in French too. I don't know if you've heard about it. It might be called something different because that's like a Spanish word.
I haven't heard of that one, but Quizlet is super helpful. And also, if you didn't make your own Quizlet, you can search up Quizlets too. And sometimes you can find like the same topic that you're on, and it's like a lifesaver. It's so, so helpful. But yeah, Quizlet is my main way of prepping for just terms and overall vocab and stuff.
Yeah, I feel like for language, there's not much else you can do besides study vocab and make sure you know your tenses that you went over the year. Because, I mean, other than that, just, like, practicing writing, practicing reading comprehension. Yep. But that's kind of hard. Just make sure you know your tenses and you know your vocab, and you'll be good. Don't forget to leave a review, subscribe, follow, do all the things. And I just want to thank – I want to thank Jules for coming on, sharing all her study tips – because I know I definitely needed some help this week, and I'm sure a lot of people were struggling just with where to start, and we're getting up to that point where you need to start studying if you haven't already, and that can be overwhelming. So I'm just happy we got to share all of our tips today.
Yes, I am so glad. Thank you so much for having me on here. But I really hope that maybe this maybe inspired you a little bit to get studying and have a little bit of fun with it. And let us know if you ace. Well, we know you're going to ace your exams. We know you're going to do so well.
Of course.
But yeah, I mean, let us know if they helped, and please subscribe to this pod because it's absolutely iconic. Carmen is the best human ever. but yeah, I had so much fun. Thanks so much for having me. This is so
of course.
Fun.
And just so you know, everybody, all of Jules' socials are going to be linked in the description of this episode. So you can find her everywhere. I have her Instagram, YouTube, her Jules TV playlist, which is where she interviews a bunch of content creators. And you can make sure to listen to the episode I'm on. And she has a lot of cool people on there. Mm-hmm. I'm not just saying that. And she's super cool. And of course, YouTube, TikTok, everything. And also in the description, you can find all of my links for blog, newsletter, email, pretty much everything. So make sure to follow both of us on Instagram, TikTok, subscribe to her lovely YouTube channel. It's literally my favorite thing ever. She has the cutest little edits. It's all pink themed. You're literally going to love it so much.
Oh my God. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Bye, guys. See you next time.